A federal judge has dismissed Alaska's court challenge of the roadless rule for national forest land. Alaska had the last remaining legal case against the 2001 nationwide rule, which prohibits new road construction, reconstruction, or logging on large undeveloped areas of national forest land across the U.S. That includes parts of the Tongass and Chugach National Forests in Alaska. U.S. District Court Judge Richard Leon ruled this month that the state missed a six-year deadline for mounting its legal challenge. Tom Waldo is an attorney with Earth Justice, a nationwide environmental law firm representing several environmental groups. Those groups joined the case to defend the roadless rule, and Waldo calls the latest decision a complete victory.
Not only is it too late for the state of Alaska to bring its case, but it's too late for anyone to challenge the roadless rule. The rule has withstood all of the legal challenges that have been brought against it, and it's too late for any more legal challenges. It's time to move on.
The rule impacts more than 58 million acres of forest land nationwide and was approved during the final days of the Clinton presidency. Democratic Governor Tony Knowles filed suit against application of the roadless rule in 2001. The Bush administration's Justice Department agreed to a settlement with Republican Governor Frank Murkowski and the state in 2003. What followed was an exemption for the road for the Tongass lasting from 2003 through 2011, when the roadless rule did not apply to the 17 million acre forest in southeast Alaska. A court threw out that Tongass exemption in 2011 and prompted the state's latest lawsuit. A timber industry group, the Alaska Forest Association, and other groups joined the state of Alaska in its 2011 case brought by the Parnell administration. Executive Director Owen Graham says it's frustrating the sides could not even argue the merits of the case.
It's really frustrating that, the state made a settlement agreement with the government, to drop their roadless lawsuit in order to get the exemption, and then the judge says, well, you should have filed your lawsuit, kept your lawsuit going. I don't know how we do that, how the state would have done that and got the exemption at the same time. It just seems like a catch-22, but that, this was the judge's decision, so I'll let the state decide what they think the next step should be.
In an email, a spokesperson for Governor Sean Parnell wrote the state is very disappointed with the ruling and considering its options.